This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, shoot. I left it over there.
What?
I worked so hard to bring in my Little Victory, and then I put it over in the snack bin.
Oh, well, you put it away in its spot. That's all you did.
But you see what I brought in. I was at Marshall's with the kids over spring break.
Yeah, but...
And when you get to the counter at Ross or Marshall's or TJ Maxx, if you're not shopping the food at the end, what are you doing?
Even perusing. You don't got to be purchasing, but you're going to look and go,
Come on.
Oh, what's that?
Come on.
Smell a candle or two on the way out, too.
And buy maybe an extra bright wallet you didn't need.
Oh, look at those gummy bears. Hey, Grattos.
They look great.
Grattos gummy bears.
So I saw the tahine and chili peanuts we love when I was at Marshall's at Southridge at 84 South last week.
Big ups.
And me and the boys were shopping at Marshall's, and I saw the tahine peanuts, and I grabbed them. I said, DZ, I got you.
We got us.
So we got a new replenished bag. That's my little victory. We have a snack bin in the studio. Tahine peanuts are at the top.
Money.
And they're phenomenal.
Thank you.
Tahine and chili. And you can only find them at the counter at like Ross or TJ Maxx
that. Cap.
Because where did you find them?
No, you found them. You already forgot.
Where did I find them originally?
It was like the Dollar Tree or Dollar something for like, you found the snack packs, the easy
ones.
That
was the second package I found.
That's fine.
So yes, Dollar Tree as well.
For the little ones, but if you want the big ones, you either got to order them online. Or you gotta,
you gotta find them at the counter.
Yeah, I gotta snag them before we do.
Little victories, replenish.
See you at Ross.
See you at Ross, baby. $4.99.
I love it, dog.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that my computer just finished updating.
Oh.
I didn't think it was gonna be ready in time.
How long did that take?
Only a couple minutes.
Oh.
I did it right when we started, literally, when we brought up little victories, and it went so fast. It's done now. Ta-da!
There's nothing worse than waiting for your computer to update.
Thankfully, it was fast. This is because ain't nobody else here to update there.
That's true.
It's me and you.
Congratulations. New nuts and a new computer.
No problems.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, you don't vote? You don't care if people vote? Get the hell out of here.
All right, bye.
Your lack of caring about anything in the world is a turnoff. And I know so many people that I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't vote. I don't care if you vote. Well, I care.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it real. I care.
Okay.
I'm not going to blow up your phone like your friends did, DZ, and bug you to vote because you're already getting blown up. But voting matters to me. It really does.
Yeah.
And I think that today is voting day. It's, local elections. The Supreme Court race is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get out and vote today. So we're going to have a little fun with the question of the day.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about the actual elections going on today.
Why would we? I mean, we're not political people.
No. Just please vote. But other
and
than
I am
that,
on the side of I don't care if you vote or don't. Like, I think it's important to exercise your right. But if you don't want to, I ain't going to yell at you for
it. We're very opposite on that, for sure. But today, the question of the day is, what would you put on the ballot?
Mm.
You can put anything on the ballot. I can only imagine what the listeners are going to say.
Only one thing gets put on the ballot?
Mm, Yes. What's the one thing you would put on the ballot? 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. And the question of the day is, in honor of Election Day, which finally is here, thank God. I cannot take everybody blowing up my phone anymore.
Can't be over soon enough.
It cannot. I blocked and reported and deleted so many numbers, and then I just get another one from another number, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So the question of the day is, what would you put on the ballot?
This is
DZ,
a good one.
What would you put on the ballot?
I think I would put on the ballot mandatory.
You already had me at mandatory.
Mandatory 4-day work week. Yep.
Now we're actually talking.
You know what I'm saying? And you get to choose as the partition as far as whether you execute your 4-day work week as a Tuesday through Friday or a Monday through Thursday. If you want to break it up as a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, do you, boo? I think that's dumb, but hump day is a big bad day for a lot of people.
You know, I actually support your idea of picking any 4 days you want to work because then if we all work Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
We're all going to be overwhelmed at the store on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Let's balance it out.
I support us mixing it up and moving the days around a little. So if I want to go on Monday, not all the Monday people are there, you know?
All the Mondayers, forget y'all.
They're at work that day.
I'm a man of the people. I'm putting that on the ballot.
So you want to put on a mandatory 4-day work week, and you pick the 4 days.
Yep, you do it.
What would you put on the ballot? 414-533-1037. I can already see the phones are ringing. I'm going to tell you mine next. How's that?
Good.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, we're talking about what you would put on the ballot in honor of Election Day. Please go vote. At renaming Amfam Field to Miller Park. Would you guys stop? Money thing.
I'll do it. Why not?
My name's Christina from Milwaukee, and I would finally put to legalize marijuana in the state of Wisconsin. Amen.
I mean,
I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't care.
Somebody was going to say
it. I actually don't think they'd care if I said that on the air.
At this rate, man.
I can't believe it's illegal still in Wisconsin. It's like embarrassing. It's like, catch up. We're so behind the times.
It's a loophole nowadays, honestly.
Y'all. Yeah, it's about the alcohol. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the question of the day is, what would you put on the ballot? DZ said he would put the 4-day work week. Amanda in Racine's on the phone, and she actually wants to go off of yours.
Oh, okay.
So let's hit her up first. I can only imagine what she's going to say. Amanda! Oh, geez.
Oh, gosh.
She's thinking about the voting. No, she's thinking about the voting.
I'm so excited.
She's getting to the polls, so she was late to the post.
She said, I'm so excited.
Yep. I'll be that person. I'll be late, probably.
You're funny. All right, Amanda, what are you adding to the ballot?
Okay, so yeah, I like DZ, so I would say mandatory nap time.
Snaps for the naps. Yep.
Paid for that. No extra, 8-hour workday still. You get paid for that nap for that hour.
Mm-hmm. Some people sleep at work anyway. They don't care.
And they have to provide couches or beds.
I may not take power naps from time to time.
Could you imagine if we all had little cots at work we did back in the pre-K days?
Yes.
I'd love it.
In fact, we should have them more as adults than we do as kids. As kids, we don't want the dang cots. Now we want them as adults.
All right. Spinoff idea, adult bunk beds.
Yes.
Yep.
Top or bottom?
Dibs on the bottom. Dibs on the bottom.
No, I'm bottom.
No.
I'm not rolling off.
I said dibs on the bottom.
Too late. No, bunk beds are out. All right, Amanda. Thanks for starting another fight. Bye.
Bye.
Love you, fam.
Well,
peace.
Now you and I know we can never go to camp together because we both want the bottom bunk.
It's going to be a rock, paper, scissors fight for the top or bottom bunk, bro. I'm not falling off.
It'll be Allie and DZ back to back laying in a twin.
Because we
kept fighting over the bottom bunk.
So, hey, bro, you take the bottom sheet, I'll take the top duvet. All right? Don't touch my feet, bro. Do not touch my feet,
dog.
I'm
like, you're facing the wall.
When you
asked for this.
When you got to share a bed with the homie and you're like, don't touch my feet, split covers. All right, man? Good night, dog.
Get your own blanket.
Good night. Love you, man. Dang,
bro. That's hysterical. Oh, man.
Turn the lights off.
What would you put on the ballot? That is the question of the day. Let's go to Emily and Jackson next and see what she says. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hi, my favorite people.
Oh, morning, buenos dias,
chucks.
I'm voting for whatever you say. I don't care.
You know what? You can get in bed with us, too. What the hell?
Hey, chill out.
Why not? I'll do it.
I'll take the top bunk.
Finally, I figured out how to get DZ out of my bottom bunk. All right, Emily.
I'm probably going to get some pushback from this.
Uh-oh, what?
But manners and kindness.
Aww.
Woody, wait.
Just
explain
like
yourself.
A please and thank you.
Amen.
Oh,
and the Lord said amen that day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I swear, every time we're in the store or in public and the kids walk in front of somebody, I'm like, say excuse me. And I finally train them, but nobody else does it. Well, nobody.
Nope.
I'm like,
they're
waiting to get around people in the store, and I go, say excuse me. Don't wait 5 minutes for them to move the cart. Say excuse me.
You meant your own kids. I thought you were talking about the people that don't say excuse
me.
No,
I hate
either.
Those people.
Man.
No, so I train my kids, and I talk to those people through my children.
Yep,
when
yep.
I go, hey, say excuse me to get around someone who's blocking the whole entire aisle with their cart.
So, Emily, what's the fine if you don't say please and thank you?
Mandatory hugs. You have to give a person a hug.
Come here. Mimi's.
No, I'm definitely saying thank you.
Hey, please.
Definitely.
Please don't. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Emily. Have a good day.
I love you
back, Emily. Bye.
She's funny. Somebody said 4-day work week. That was Brittany in Milwaukee. Brittany, that's what DZ said.
You late to the ballot. Just hop on the vote. You could be my VP. Come on, let's go.
Somebody said, stop raising taxes and let us have free parking. That's Sandy.
Yo!
Free parking anywhere you go.
Sandy.
Amen. Sandy, we love you for that one.
Sandy, mwah, mwah, chef's kiss to all that. Oh,
I
free parking.
Tell you what.
Honestly, I'll work 5 days if we get free parking.
You know, I got a parking ticket the other day. Thank you, City of Milwaukee. Not really. I'm kidding.
We're back to back 2 days on street parking. Erin looked at me the other day and she was like, you got to move my car because I don't want to get another ticket. I said, another one?
Another one?
I didn't move the car, so it's like hopefully
we won't get a ticket. Well, I totally wasn't even thinking. I pulled up to have lunch with one of my friends last week in Milwaukee, and I just was excited to give my money to the City of Milwaukee, and then
they punished
me by giving me a ticket, and I went, I can't win for trying to come down here, man.
Man, in the downtown,
leave me alone. You
used to get an hour for two quarters.
I was barely there, and I got a ticket.
Man, listen, it's egregious. I'm definitely voting for the free parking.
Free parking.
Sandy, you on point.
All the time.
I support.
All the people texting in the legalization of Mary Jane, you're all on the same page. Everybody's on the same page as you. I hope somebody tells their local politicians these things. Lori, the OG's on the phone. Let's go to her next. But we're so behind the times. I can't say that enough. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias,
Buenos dias. So we're talking about what should be on the ballot. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I raised my kids to say excuse me, too.
Amen.
So
amen.
We're there,
I'm with you, girl.
Courtesy. And I still do it to this day.
Thank the Lord.
And my vote is get rid of all these damn roundabouts. I can't stand them. I have seen more accidents, especially people hitting motorcyclists at roundabouts than anywhere else.
I just hate people that stop in roundabouts. Those are the people, and if there's no need to.
If there's nobody
those
coming on your left.
Those are people that make me crazy. I'm like, you don't stop in the roundabout unless you have to.
I think, okay.
I don't know if you guys have ever been out on Highway 60 between Jackson and Slinger.
Yes.
There's like three of them.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
And it's like right when you're coming off the freeway ramps. That's insane.
Lori, hear me out. Counter argument, because I actually tend to disagree with
you. We have a roundabout right by the radio station, and there's a ton in Brookfield. If you go up like by North Avenue, there's a ton of roundabouts.
I don't hate them because it avoids lights, it avoids stop signs, it lets you move through it a little quicker. What I do vote for is we teach people how to actually drive through roundabouts.
That part.
If somebody's coming on your left, you yield.
Nobody has taught us how to use them.
No, not at all, bro. That's what I'm voting for.
It's also the same when you merge. Nobody's taught these people how to merge on the freeway like dummies. They try to block people from coming on. The lane is open. Use them all.
It's a zipper for a reason. I'm supposed to take this lane all the way down, my boy. I'm sorry that you got over.
You're supposed to go, one car in front, one car behind.
You're not supposed to merge 7 miles ahead of time. Don't merge at 84th Street, people. You merge when you get farther to the merge. I hate that. At 84th, everybody's merging. They're all backed up. I'm like, would you not going
east? Are we just complaining now?
Yes.
This started with the votes for the roundabout.
You know what? Thank God it's a voting day. Goodbye, Lori.
Appreciate you, Lori.
Love you guys.
Now I'm mad.
Love you back. Have a great day, bud.
Now I'm irritated. And the last person is Ryan in Calabama. Look at that.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, man. Somebody texted in and said, longer and paid maternity leave. Yes.
Yeah.
Snaps for that.
Throw pat leave on that, too.
You know what I would add? Paid for child care, which politicians have put on their ballots. They've just never gotten elected.
Never gets there.
That was one of the things that Hillary Clinton ran on, that she was going to pay for child care under five. And nobody cared because we were too busy put her in jail. And we were too busy arguing about dumb stuff that year.
That's why they said put her in jail, because she was like, she's trying to get free child care.
Afford that? Let's go to
good
O'Brien.
Good morning.
Hi,
morning, Ryan. What up,
Ryan
dog?
Ryan loves Hillary Clinton.
I was waiting for my cue, but I was like, I'm going to jump in on this one after that one. So I got
I gotta hop in.
Shocking.
Man.
What's on your ballot, Ryan?
My ballot's gonna be a mandatory home economics financial course that everyone should take.
Ooh. Mm. I respect that.
What's on the course exactly?
Well, you're gonna learn how to cook, you're gonna learn how to sew, you're gonna learn how to do laundry, you're gonna learn how to finance your stuff correctly instead of just taking loan after loan after loan after loan out.
After loan after loan after loan.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I don't hate this.
I don't hate it either. Like life
you're
skills
learn
you
how
actually
to manage
need.
Your money correctly.
And what happens if you don't pass the course though? You gotta keep taking it, or it's like a one and done?
No, you're gonna keep taking the course, but it's gonna, eventually run out.
Right.
You're gonna figure it out yourself. I mean, eventually, because you're gonna have to be, doing stuff that's not. I would add a fine onto it, but that fine's not gonna get paid because they don't know how to financially.
Wait, what's the fine for?
Right.
What's the fine for?
For not being financially literate. So we're gonna charge you money for not being good with your money.
It's not that difficult to manage your money correctly.
Democracy, baby.
That's debatable, Ryan. We'll argue about that another day.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So every day we have a problem. What's today's problem? And are you going to give good advice?
I guess we'll get to the advice at the end of it, because I'm not even knowing, bro.
What's the issue?
This one's awkward. We'll give her a name at the end, too. Says, how do I tell my grandparents I want the ring? I need this heirloom. Listen,
to trigger me.
Listen.
My sister stole a ring from my mother.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, then maybe we shouldn't do this.
My mother knows about it, but that's not the point.
This is going to get awkward, even more awkward.
Now I'm more triggered. Got this own problem. Go on.
Well, my mom died in a car accident almost a year ago.
Oh, God! My mom did not die. Never mind.
It was quick and sudden.
Oh, God.
And no one is handling it very well in my family.
Fair enough.
One of her favorite rings was a beautiful opal ring my grandparents had given her. I always expected to receive this ring when she passed.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't think she would die so young or before my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
So to say the least, I was in shock and so was everyone else. While going through her things, I mentioned that I wanted the opal ring. My grandmother said nope, that she would be taking it because she and my grandfather gave it to her and they want it as their memory of her. I really want this ring and I know I could just wait until my grandparents pass away, but that seems morbid and I just want the ring now.
That could be years and years.
It was her favorite ring, aka my favorite ring, and I want to wear it for comfort. How do I tell them I'm taking it regardless of how they feel?
Oh, geez. You know why this triggered me? Because my mom has some beautiful rings. Like my father, proposed to my mom with an index card. That was what he made her engagement ring out of. So for years, we heard the story.
Okay. We'll call her ringless Rebecca, by
the way. That my mom didn't have an engagement ring. And so my dad finally bought her one like 30 years into their marriage. You know what I'm saying? She only had a one gold wedding band her whole life. Finally, she gets an engagement ring. Okay.
Okay.
So now they're bored. Now they start buying more jewelry.
Now they got a little money.
Now all of a sudden, my mom's got like 7 rings, right? So my sisters and I fight over these. Well, I am a May birthday, so I am an emerald birthstone.
Yeah.
And my sister took it upon herself to take my mom's emerald. And my mom said, Go ahead. And when I found out, it was a full fight. I go, you're an April birthday. You don't get the May. You don't get the emerald.
If you don't get your peridot self up out of here.
Go get whatever your birthstone is and leave me the diamond and leave me alone. Because you took mom's emerald. And our mom's like, I don't care. Whatever you girls
whatever,
want.
Whatever, yeah.
And so now Jenny and I are fighting because she took the emerald. I go, that was really really rude. That's the rude. Emerald should have been mine.
And I get it because it's attached to the birth, your birthstone.
Yeah.
Now you got it. You got the right to every other diamond. Then.
We
you
fight just, about it all the time.
Just take the diamonds.
So this triggered me because I'm like, she took the emerald?
See, but this is a grandmother. This is the original part. I get it. The sisters, right? She got that ring. It's an heirloom for y'all because it's both of y'all mothers. Ringless Rebecca over here is fighting with grandma.
Right, but grandma needs to just give it to the daughter, don't you think?
Grandma also lost her daughter, and she's the one that gave her that ring. Her and grandpa purchased
about it like that.
The opal ring. They also lost a baby. Listen, I'm going to knock on all the wood because I can't fathom as a grandparent what it must feel like to lose your child when you're of a certain age. Just call it in Spanish, it's almost tercera edad. Mm-hmm. So it's the third age. Once you reach a certain level of life, right, you're considered old. You outlive your children. Mm-hmm. You outlive some grandchildren. I can't. Yeah. I just can't picture what that's actually like.
Same.
I don't want to.
Same.
So, as much as I understand losing a parent, mm-hmm. when a parent loses a child, and when that child is grown...
It's bad enough for a parent to lose a child, right? Sure. That's unimaginable. And I get what you're saying. I've never thought about what it would be like to lose a child when you're, like, in retirement age. Thought about that. You're right. Yeah.
You're thinking, I'm gone in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, your kid mm-hmm. passes. Mm-hmm. Wild, son.
All right. 414-533-1037. So, the daughter wants the family ring, the heirloom, but grandma took it because her daughter died.
Grandma said, nope, nope, nope. That's
in a car accident. This woman died.
Dog, she's got to wait until grandma dies. That's my advice.
You're saying wait till grandma dies to get the heirloom? All right. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You can text or call, and I can't wait to hear what people are going to say she should do next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So there's a family heirloom.
Yeah.
And it turns out she wants it because her mom died in a car accident.
Ringless Rebecca's mama died, unfortunately.
Grandma took it.
Suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And grandma took the ring that she bought her daughter back and said, no, you can't have it. Bruh.
Let's just go to the phones and see what everybody thinks she should do, because I have no idea. Right. Michaela's in Oak Creek. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
All right.
So I also lost a parent at a very young age, and my grandparents said, you have everything. You choose first because that is your parent. Like, I get it's the grandparent's child, but that is this person's parent.
Yeah.
It's a different type of feeling when it's someone that you depended on for so long.
For so long.
I believe that the child should get the heirloom first, and the grandparent should be understanding of that.
Almost
so I 100%
like,
think she should take it.
You need to comfort. And this is coming from a girl who lost a parent when she was young, and grandparents had to make decisions.
And grandparents said, no, that's all you.
That's yours because you lost your parent.
So, you're saying she should just snag it, take it? I mean, essentially steal it from grandma?
Nobody wants either of these things to happen.
No.
But it's almost like saying, what's worse, losing a parent or a child?
Right.
They're both awful, right? You know what I mean? But then it's like, 100%. If it's an adult person who loses a parent, but they still have their own parents. You know what I mean? This is where it gets tricky. It's like...
When it gets tricky, you're going to need to get a lawyer, bro, because then you're going to have beneficiary disputes.
This is why death tears families apart.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why there's legal...
If the mom never had a will... It technically does go to the daughter.
The daughter, yeah, because she would be the next beneficiary in line, and that's what I was trying to get at. If she wants to take it legally, she could go talk to a legal professional and be like, all right, what's going to end up happening is we're going to go to court for the next year or two, whatever, probate period, blah, 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 and then you probably will get the ring because it's your mother and her daughter, so now through chain of command, you pass down trust, right? You pass down benefits, so whatever I leave with or without, my kids will get, unless I'd say otherwise.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It shouldn't have to get to that point, and hopefully it doesn't.
But
I say she should have a sit-down conversation, and
I think she tried that.
Well, and maybe have another one and explain, like, if this ring doesn't come to me, I will take it to court.
Said Granny, I will fight you.
Uh-huh.
Catch these hands if you want to, Nana.
And Michaela, I'm sorry you lost a parent. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
For sure. So, man, but she's a perfect person to speak on it because she's been through this.
She's literally gone
and
through this.
She's saying the grandparents gave her everything, period. All right. Thanks for calling, Michaela. Have a good day.
Appreciate you.
You too. Bye.
It's like one of those things you can't argue with because she lost her parent. You're like, whatever. whatever worked for you guys, okay?
I mean, and her grandparents understood that chain of thought, that chain of command, and went, that was your mother. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, want, and to help you, whatever, take that, mm-hmm. right? That's our baby, sure, but that was your, you were her baby.
Kristen and Delavan texted in and said, back in 2018, my son bought his great-grandmother a rosary while we were at the Vatican. When she passed in 2019, I didn't discuss it with anyone and took it. Gave it to my son, and now it looks over him to keep him safe. I understand why grandma has an attachment to it since she bought it.
Man.
Ah, it's the bought it part that she's struggling with. But I mean...
You bought that as a gift. You're giving it to her as a gift. It was now her property.
Somebody texted in, is it really an heirloom, though? Well, an heirloom's whatever you want. I mean, anything you push down through...
Anything you dictate
through generations.
Will go through a generation to somebody. Yes, I would consider that an heirloom. Mm-hmm. Especially in the event of somebody's passing, that quite frankly becomes the definition of heirloom.
All right, let's go to Leon in Milwaukee, our flower lady. She said she finally got through. Leon, good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's good to hear from all of you.
Aww.
I'm going to have to side with the grandma on this one.
Oh, no way. Go on.
I really am, only because, you know, because she did buy it for her daughter, so they had that special connection to that ring. And I think that let grandma just have it for, you know, her final couple years or whatever, and she'll get it, you know, later in life.
Somebody
said. I've lost both a grandma and a mom, so I know the feelings of both. But I was a larger person that I let whoever wanted, for sentimental reasons, take what they wanted. Mm. But I did pull when, because I bought my mom the KitchenAid and everybody wanted it, but I pulled it because I bought it from her and I took it.
And it's
like $400. So, I know how much a KitchenAid costs, okay?
And they're back around now. They don't make them like they used to.
That's
I'm leaving with my KitchenAid. You know what I'm saying?
My KitchenAid. Leo, you're funny.
I hear you don't. To her, but I'm bringing that back home now that mama ain't there.
I hear you, though, man. Oh, this is tough.
It is tough. And I can't believe Leon said, I'm siding with the grandma on this one.
Yep,
somebody texted in and said, but the grandma purchased the ring, so it's not a slam dunk. They're saying it's the grandma's because she purchased it. No, a gift's a gift.
A gift's a gift.
Yeah, I know, but I just feel, you know, because, you know, I've lost my mom, I've lost a sister, but I've never lost a child. Thank God for that. But
so if you had a granddaughter and you lost a child, you would take the ring from the granddaughter is essentially what you're saying.
My granddaughter cried and said it meaned everything to her. I turned the ring over in 2 seconds.
Oh, okay, you do have a heart.
She said, well, I mean.
I would say my point of view and listen to her point of view, but if her tears were a lot deeper than mine, I'm a bigger person. I would absolutely give her the ring.
So cry.
But not the KitchenAid, though, but not the KitchenAid.
Not the KitchenAid. The tears won't
I'll
work with that.
I'll to the floor for the KitchenAid. I have the ring, but I'm taking that KitchenAid.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one is toxic and fascinating and everything you'd want to know.
You said a lot of things that hit a lot of chords, and I think we're going to get triggered if we aren't already.
The person who sent this in to us, you can always email these in, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Surprisingly, we've been getting a lot on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This one came in on Facebook, and she wrote in all caps at the top, "You're going to want to put this on the air. It's juicy."
We'll decide that.
In all caps.
We'll decide that. Thank you very much.
Listen to this. She said, "I'd like to be anonymous, even though the story's very specific, and I'm sure those who know will know who I am. Anyways, ... Back in December, myself, my husband, mom, and younger brother went to my older brother's house for a Christmas get-together in the morning. It was a Saturday, pretty chill. My husband asked my brother if we could go say hi to their kitty downstairs.
Meow.
We are huge cat lovers and always love to say hi to their cats. All three of us, my husband, and my brother, who was 19 at the time, so all adults, go downstairs. The cat started to run around, going under the couches while we were trying to get him to come closer to us. He went under a reclining couch, and we opened the recliner and found him sitting on the carpet underneath.
Mm.
He hissed at us, and we decided he wanted to be left alone.
Oh, he was done playing.
So we left the recliner up so he could freely leave from under the couch.
Y'all gave him the cat crazes, and then y'all ticked him off. Got it.
She says, we went upstairs to tell my older brother, hey, your cat hissed at us. He thought it was weird and unlike him to do, but didn't go check on the cat. Mm. An hour later, we're all on our way to Appleton to see the other side of the family for Christmas. We get home around 7:30, get a call from my sister-in-law crying, saying their precious cat's tail was stuck in the recliner.
Oh.
We rushed over to their house to help, but they were already on the way to the emergency vet. When we got there, they get him out of the recliner, but his tail was still wrapped around a part of the mechanism.
Mm.
We so wanted to be there for them during this time, but things changed very quickly.
Mm.
My brother calls and asks me to relay everything that happened in the basement. I did. And then my sister-in-law got on the phone, proceeded to berate us, screaming that we did this to her cat.
They were feeling it.
We did not. The cat's tail was amputated that night.
I knew it. Oh,
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
After an entire day of harassment from my brother, his wife, police questioning us.
Oh, God.
They asked us to provide our homeowner's insurance so they could file a claim. Our insurance said this isn't something they would cover. Plus, it didn't just happen at our house.
Mm.
So then they sent us all a certified, here it gets juicy, a certified mail letter stating they were seeking compensation. $6,500 for a combination of vet bills, damage to their couch, and pain and suffering.
Damage to their couch?
What?
Pain and suffering? Okay, hold
what?
On. Now, listen, you know we've gone through a cat amputation ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? It was self-inflicted, unfortunately, but bruh, it's expensive. It's
mm-hmm.
it's expensive.
Well, she's not done writing, DZ. She said they expected the three of us, meaning her husband and her little brother, or
right.
maybe her mom, whatever, expected the three of us to figure out a way to pay them in full within 21 days. We did not. They also said if we failed to respond, they would pursue animal cruelty charges. What?
All right.
And take us to court. We didn't respond at all. A few days later, they sent a long message stating they never want to hear from us again.
Mm.
And don't worry about paying anything. We're done with you indefinitely.
Oh, the relationship and family ship is over.
We haven't spoken since. They also have given my mom the cold shoulder for months now and won't respond to her. Are we the jerks for not paying them for the compensation they asked for? What?
Man.
Anonymous. Wow.
Kitty Cat Christine?
I mean, fine. Kitty Cat Christine.
I don't even know, man. Oh, this one's tough.
No, it's not. I think the family's out of their mind. I don't think they owed them any money. I think it was an accident. I think that it sucks that something you did cost your family $6,000, but we all know the intent. Which is what we think about with Am I the Jerk and the moral dilemma a lot of the time is the intent, right? And the intent was not. They went down to play with the cat.
Right, but hear me out. They're cat lovers. They know cats get the cat crazies. They should have been able to recognize something was going on with that cat as a kitten, right? Most kittens don't really hiss like that.
Mm.
Like the most kitten, like, it, and it's not, I don't know if it's
general really?
Knowledge. If a cat's hissing at you, there's a very valid reason for it, unless they're just old and senile.
You know I'm a dog girl.
I feel you. But no, that cat hissing should have been like, you know, I just get indicator number one to bust out a flashlight. Look, the cat's already underneath. If you gave a cat the zoomies, because cats get the zoomies too.
Okay.
A cool, cute kitten can get the cat zoomies.
What's
like a
zoomies?
Dog
like where you're dizzy?
Like the dog, no, the dog zoomies where you just run around all crazy.
They got energy, yeah.
They got that, yeah. You. If you charge the battery up and get them going, they're going to start running around over the furniture, under the furniture, through the furniture. Check on that cat. You went upstairs. And I get it is partially on the owner's fault, too, because y'all told the owner.
Yeah.
Said, hey. Something's
wrong. The cat's hissing.
And they said, huh, that's weird. And y'all did.
Dude, would you charge your sister $6,000 if she accidentally got your cat's tail stuck? Would you send her a bill?
That being said, no.
Hell no. I
also wouldn't do that.
No, you would not. And you wouldn't call the police either. These people are out of their minds.
Yeah.
What are we missing?
I think... I don't know what it is that we're missing, but we're missing the fact that clearly something happened between them two.
What are we missing?
That tore them apart as far as, like, somebody said something about the cat situation and the amputation that set somebody off. And I don't know if that's included in the message with Kitty Cat, you know,
Christine.
Yeah.
And now we also know why she said it's juicy and they would know exactly who it was if they heard this on the air, because this is a very specific story.
This is quite specific.
So, and to sum it up, she goes over to her brother's for Christmas, because this was a long one.
Mm-hmm.
She goes over to her brother's for Christmas with her husband, her mom, and her younger brother. They're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
The cat's tail gets stuck. They don't realize it when they're playing with the cat. Turns out had to get amputated. $6,000 later, the family's coming for them. And now the family's not talking. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail.
They don't even want the $6,000.
Not the jerk, and I'm dying on that hill.
Really?
Because I'm trying to go, okay, if I have a dog and you cause, or cat, $6,000, but I know it was an accident, there's no way I'm sending you a bill.
I mean, they just feel like it was their fault because they went down there and riled the cat up. I know that's what they're thinking. You went down there and riled my cat up. You lifted the recliner.
You say jerk.
You lifted the recliner, and arguably that's what's got the cat's tail stuck in the recliner itself. Had you not lifted it, had you just looked, had you not left it up, maybe the cat would have been okay.
So it was an accident, but they did it.
But they did it. The accident
you
doesn't
say jerk.
Accident doesn't absolve
you
fault.
You think they should have paid for this?
Accident doesn't absolve fault.
True. True. You sound like a lawyer. Look at you.
I've been brushing up.
414. No, you haven't. What, Law and Order?
Yep. Bum, bum.
That's like me. I'm basically a doctor from Grey's Anatomy at this point.
Same.
I mean, look out, everybody.
Same. Dr. Face. Lawyer DZ.
414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail? I am reading all of the texts, you guys. Somebody said, you're not missing anything. The sister-in-law just needs someone to blame. Cassie from Sheboygan texted in and said, I had to get our dog's tail amputated. It didn't cost $6,000, so that's sus.
They're suing for more than that. It's pain and suffering, remember. Don't
forget
that. Oh,
that's right. I forgot about the pain and suffering. That's a good... 1 to 2,000, probably.
I was going
to
say 4.
Somebody said, we have a hissuation.
I can't stand y'all, bruh. Can we just go to the calls?
Yes, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, who texted in jerk? The eggnog made them get reckless. Knock it off. It was morning. On Christmas, though, maybe they were drunk.
They said what they said.
True. Sarah and Kenosha said, not the jerk. I wouldn't offer to pay that either. Also, Judge Judy would throw this case right out of her courtroom.
Dog, my moral standing would make me offer. Like, hey, can we help cover, pay some of the costs?
Sure.
Because I'd feel bad, bro. Mm-hmm. I genuinely feel like I made that happen.
Yeah, they didn't offer. So if you missed it for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, they did, though.
They didn't offer. Wait, what?
You're just making me laugh. I'm sorry.
They did not offer to pay any money, and because they want to know if they're the jerk for not paying for the cat's amputated tail.
This is a hissuation.
This is a hissuation. Let's go to Chris in Greenfield. Let's go straight to the callers. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What up?
What's going on, man?
Talk to us.
I say not the jerk. DZ says jerk. Which way are you going, Chris?
I'm saying she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Reasons, man. Talk to us.
Well, I think it was both of you that actually said it. There was no ill intent. The intention was to go down and cause harm to the cat, understandable. But that clearly was not the case. There might have been some misunderstanding on the cat's reaction. I don't know. I just assumed that the cat would give a bit more of a dramatic reaction than just hissing if it was to get its tail caught in the...
It's a kitten.
Well, and some people are saying... Wait, what?
You started an argument with whoever's in the car with him.
Oh, great. Everybody's arguing over this one today. Lovely. Tanya in Kenosha texted in, and she said, jerk. You should have offered to help with the bill. The owner is a jerk, too, though.
Fair.
Who doesn't check on their cat?
Yeah, they did just dip. That is fair. They did still go.
I didn't know that the cat hissing is... I don't like cats, so...
It's a weird sign. Obviously, if you're greeting a cat...
Exactly.
Go ahead.
See, just the fact... If the cat just simply hissed, clearly they didn't understand... Like, they did not catch the fact that the cat's tail was caught.
Mm-hmm.
They told the brother. The brother clearly knew it was a not normal reaction to his cat, and he even brushed it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to both parties, there was nothing that seemed that serious.
Y'all better give us that cat. Y'all are all neglecting that cat.
I don't know. Somebody wrote in and said that you would pay for a car accident, though. Yeah, but you would have insurance usually, and that would, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, people get pet insurance. It's just normally not the people that don't have pets. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, I hear you, though, Chris.
In that case, I get an offer. If you really feel like it, that might settle things out. Just the common courtesy of offering, even if that wasn't your intention to, you know, cause that incident, I guess just the simple offer to, if not paying the amount, I feel would have been suffice.
Yeah.
Well.
But they didn't, though.
No, nope, they didn't. And Chris, guess what?
Yeah.
Here we are talking about a cat that's tail's been amputated, a family that's torn apart, and somebody texted in and said, Chris sounds hot.
Chris, you better tell him who's next to you, man.
No, I got the wife. Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry. Hold your text back. Chris is married.
Peace.
All right.
Yeah, I got you, Carl. I got you, dog.
Go ahead. Enjoy your day. Bye, guys.
Later, y'all.
Literally, a cat's tail's gone. Somebody's like, Chris sounds hot.
Like, man, can we get back to
What's
the tail,
wrong
please?
With you guys?
Stop chasing the tail, okay? We're talking about a cat's tail.
Seriously. Danielle in Mayville texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. We're probably not going to get to your call, but we will see your text. It says, Danielle in Mayville said, I say not the jerk, and the fact that they're cutting off the mom who didn't do anything just shows the character of these people. They will regret the family time they miss out on due to their stubbornness.
Some people are so happy. We know this, right?
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
Like, it's the quick and the easy and the immediate go-to.
Well, that's why we're not allowed to do anything for April Fool's Day, because our legal department is like...
Oh, that's why?
It's all legal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's so happy.
I'm not pranking nobody
that's
in the
why.
Office. Yeah, of course not. Nope.
Seriously, go to Ebony, our girl in Milwaukee. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Every day I'm
Ebony!
Hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Where's she?
Every day
oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Ebony!
Yeah.
What?
There she is.
Had to let the song rock for a little bit.
Yeah. Hustling. Anyway.
Morning, fam.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for not paying for the family's cat's tail that got amputated after you lifted up the recliner and got the cat stuck.
Okay. So, look, I handle everything real player, real smooth. And I feel like when it comes to family, when you start blurring the lines between family and making serious accusations and law and getting the law involved, it's like, I mean, you got to really pick and choose. And I feel like that wasn't a sense to, you know, take legal action against against your family members, because it's like it wasn't malicious intent.
Right.
It wasn't like they came over and specifically pinpoint to get your tail.
Amen. And I don't like calling the cops on people I don't know, much less people I do know. Like, I'm going to snitch on my own family? Come on.
Look, it's just messy.
It
and it'll
messy.
Take a minute for them to even come back around each other, just because it's like, how do you move on from, like, your own flesh and blood trying to sue you over a cat that you know you didn't want to harm?
Well, they're lucky the cat's alive, because think about it. You could have a dead animal on your hands, and that would really destroy your family.
Exactly.
You actually have a cat that's alive. The issue is who's going to pay the $6,000 for the amputated tail.
Well, and where's the $6,000 tag coming from? I need that broken down in dividends.
Yeah, too much.
You
yeah,
better
man,
tell
that
me.
That kind of seems like...
Trying to play me.
It's like they're like, oh, let's go price a brand new couch and add that on. You
and
know,
get a new cat.
It's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
They did say it was damage to the couch on top of pain and suffering or whatever.
But wait, you're saying jerk, though, Ebony. You're saying jerk
for
not paying for
they're
it.
They're a jerk. They're a jerk. They don't need to be suing them and pursuing
for she's saying not the jerk. You're saying not the jerk.
I was going to say, you got to flip. I think you're saying not the jerk for not paying then.
Not the jerk. My bad. Yo, I'm not the jerk, because why would you pay a $6,000 bill for a cat that you didn't mean to hurt?
Again,
did you see me looking confused? I was like, wait.
To figure that out. But we're on the same page now.
We're on the same page.
So you and Chris agree, not the jerk for not paying for the bill.
Not
okay,
the jerk.
Thank you. You know what? Have a great day, Ebony. We love you.
Bye, fam. Much love.
Aww.
She says chef's kiss.
Mwah. I could talk to her all day, but we can't. Okay, let's go to Jenny then in Racine, or Jennifer, not Jenny. It's Jennifer.
Put some respect on her. her name.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi. It's okay. You can call me whatever you want. I'm just excited to be here.
She said I'm here for the vibes,
y'all. She said
y'all.
She listens and she's never gotten through.
Well, you through the day, Jennifer. Good morning.
It's been a long time. I've been calling since you did the show with someone else.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I was with somebody else.
Huh? Who else was in here, Allie?
All right, fine, DZ. I admit it. I've been on other shows before you, DZ. I admit it.
There was other guys before me?
There were lots of guys before you. In fact, there was two at a time at one point.
All right. I'm out. You win.
I've been calling since you did Riggs and Allie. I'm glad you came up, girl.
Jennifer, nah, you a G. You a G, Jennifer.
I'm glad you came up, girl. Jennifer, I'm so glad you got through finally, and it's nice to talk to you. Which way are you going? Is she the jerk for not paying the cat's amputated tail bill?
I feel like yes.
Oh.
That she is the jerk. Because I wouldn't say that she should pay the whole $6,000, okay, but at least offer to pay half. I mean, you just gave us like a little bit of the story, but you never know their financial situation. A lot of people take their pets very serious, as they should. They're a part of the family.
And that's what
so
I'm
they're
saying.
Not going to just let their cat die. Of course, they're going to pay what they got to pay to save their cat's life.
Same.
But you don't know if they have that money.
Yep.
So she's saying jerk because you didn't even offer to chip in.
And it was partly your fault.
Slippery
slope. Like that's why they went so far as to like sue them. Maybe they really needed that money. And it seems like they asked them for it before they went that far.
Yep, yep.
And they just acted like it was nothing. So
accident.
If you don't want to
get
serious, well, I'm going to do this.
Boom. Accident doesn't absolve fault. Boom.
No, but it's such a weird spot, though, when it's somebody else's responsibility.
I wouldn't do it.
But you're a jerk for not offering. You know what? Same. I knew I liked
it. At least half.
At least half. Ugh, that's still three bands, dog. Yikes.
I know it's still three bands, but they're paying six.
She did just stop the no-no, though. It was about to be a sweep, and she said, nah, that's jerky behavior.
All right. So it's not a clean sweep
nope,
today.
Nope, no.
But it is not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. All right. Jennifer, you got in.
You got in. We got to get you in more. You solid. You're solid, Jennifer. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Call again.
Aw, I love that when somebody who's been listening for years gets in for the first time.
Finally.
So there we go.
Not the jerk.
Wow.
Didn't
see it going that way?
No, just we have personal experience with this. Granted, there was no other parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
We, like Jennifer was saying, we're going to pay what we got to pay to save this cat's life.
Yeah.
And it is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know their situation, right?
You're just looking for somebody to blame.
It's not that it's somebody to blame. It is partly their fault. You don't go down there at all. You just see the cat and don't rile it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay. The cat's probably not going to get stuck under the recliner. But you went down there, jazzed him up, got him stuck, and then we all dipped. We're all at fault, right? We're all jerks here. The cat's the one that's suffering the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Anyway.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. This situation is wild.
I'm over here just holding my money like, nope. Not giving it. Nope. Thanks. Not the jerk. Okay, we have to give away these tickets to see Jim Gaffigan. He is coming to town in April. Oh my gosh, it is April.
You mean now?
Oh my gosh, it's April 1st. Unbelievable.
You mean 12 days?
Yes, 12 days away. He'll be at the Riverside Theater on April 13th. And if you, you said one of your favorite jokes is Jim Gaffigan's Hot Pockets jokes, huh?
He's got a claim to fame Hot Pocket joke that just hits so right.
Oh, like this one? This one, huh? This one right here?
At a house and the people we rented the house from filled the freezer with Hot Pockets.
You hear the crowd.
And my kids had never eaten a Hot Pocket before. Because, I don't know, my wife wants them to live. And somehow my 11-year-old tracked it down. He brought it back. He ran over to me and my wife. And he was like, can I eat this? Can I eat this? And I looked at my wife because I have no authority. I'm like... She goes, yes. And I'm like, okay. You can, okay, go ahead.
Whatever mom says.
And he ate the Hot Pocket and he died.
What the hell?
Jim Gaffigan, man.
Oh, man, the Hot Pocket guy. All right, 414 if you want to see this guy on April 13th at Riverside Theater. 414-533-1037. You know what, DZ? Pick the caller number.
Caller 23. I like that.
Okay, 23. You're going to see him. Don't be mad at Owen, even though you're going to be DZ.
I don't know how I could possibly be mad at my young and at my nephew.
Oh, you're going to be mad at my 13-year-old. Just wait. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Wepa.
Buenos dias. So last night, I wanted to take the kids swimming, and they didn't want to go, and then Hudson wanted to go, so we went, and we had a solo mom-son swim. It was fun.
A little mom-son date.
Enjoy the Princeton Club. It's a nice, because it's we're in that part of the year where there's like, the weather's weird.
Yeah. And it's nice one day, bad one day.
Still too cold for me to be outside, so I need an activity.
Heard.
And I was restless. So we come home from swimming. It's now 8:30 at night. Owen did not want to go. I said, fine, forget it. And we walk in the house, and guess what this kid is doing at 8:30 at night?
Playing Fortnite in the living room.
No, that was what he was doing when we left.
Oh.
You know what he was doing when we got back?
What?
Chef Owen, let's just call. This kid is the baker of all bakers. He's making pumpkin bread at 8:30 at night on a Monday.
Ew.
Pumpkin bread.
He was whipping in the kitchen. I respect that because he's a young man. Ew, but pumpkin bread?
Oh, I love pumpkin bread. I miss pumpkin bread. So we walk in, and Hudson goes, what's that smell? I go, oh, Chef Owen's out. He's been baking while we're gone. And Hudson goes, what is that? I go, it's pumpkin bread. Can't you smell it? It smells phenomenal. And Owen's like, I'm just over here, Chef Owen, cooking my bread.
Hello, family.
Julia Childs. Hello, mother.
Betty Crocker over here.
Here's a chicken. I've made some French chicken for you, mother.
Little cordon bleu. Mother, I've made you a cordon bleu.
This kid, so Owen has taken up baking.
Okay.
Because he likes to eat.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean,
I don't blame him.
Baking.
I understand. When you're a kid and you got nothing else to do, your mom has some baking mixes in the pantry. Of course you're going to make them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I'm making something.
Of course. So what I knew would trigger you was not that he was baking. I'm loving that he's baking. I love that he's comfortable with the kitchen now and I can leave. Because before it was like, don't bake without me here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't cook or because of a fire.
Don't burn the house down.
Now I come home and he's cooking away. So I knew it would trigger you, though, because it's out of season.
You saw my face, though.
It's out of season.
Why is he making pumpkin?
I'll tell you why, because I bought the pumpkin bread mix for him.
When?
That's why.
When did you buy it?
Like a week ago. Because he said, Mom, go buy more baking stuff for me. And he goes, I'd even like to make stuff from scratch. I go, well, that's what you should be doing. But Mom then has to go buy 19 more ingredients, like flour, sugar.
And real pumpkins.
Yeah, so here's the add water mix and have at it, my guy.
We get that dry powder, my boy.
I think you need to forgive him for cooking out of season.
I do. No, I'm not.
Pumpkin bread is good all year round. What's your problem?
I'm sorry. My problem is it bothers my olfactory senses when I smell a scent out of season.
Really?
This is it absolutely.
I knew it would trigger you.
The crazy you bring this up because yesterday I was in our work bathroom in this radio station.
Yeah.
And I went, why the bleep does it smell like pumpkin?
It smelled like pumpkin at work.
Straight pumpkin. I don't know if it was somebody's pumpkin cologne, somebody's scent that had some type of pumpkin aroma, soap. Maybe it was just, I don't, the toilet paper.
You smelled pumpkin.
I smelled pumpkin and I couldn't get it out of my nose. I started smelling the soap. I started smelling the paper towels. I was like, what does that smell? Why does it smell like pumpkins? And why am I triggered?
Mm.
If I walk into your house in June and I smell winter pine Christmas scents, I'm triggered.
Fair enough.
I walk into my house in April and smell pumpkin bread or pumpkin spice.
You'd be mad?
I'm triggered.
No way.
Any scent out of season for some reason bothers me, bro.
I swear. You can't stand scents in season. I get the Christmas smell would be weird right now.
Why am I smelling a spring rain in December?
You know what? Pumpkin bread's good, though. Let it live all year. Come on, the pumpkin spice latte, let it live all year. Why does pumpkin have to be seasonal?
You're one of them, bro.
I am one of them. I want it to be year-round. Fine. Okay, so no scents out of season for you.
It's rain season. It's spring season. Fresh linens are okay. I'm good with whatever else you want to make. You can make some carrot bread. If you want to make some carrot bread, oh, num, 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 delicioso. But why pumpkin?
Because I don't know, because it's good.
Are you buying eggnog right now?
Somebody said fall candles all year round on our text line.
Y'all are bugging.
414-533-1037. Whoever texted in, he's probably drinking Diet Coke. Dude, Owen's never going to live down stealing Diet Coke from me.
No matter
how many times I move on from that story, people still bring up the Diet Coke stealing story.
He's
hysterical.
A thief.
He is a thief.
And a pumpkin,
all right,
pumpkin
so
bread baker.
Can you take scents out of a season? DZ says absolutely not.
Or anything out of season. Why is he making pumpkin bread? It's not fall.
Somebody said DZ's right. This is on the text line. We were just in Florida for spring break and my mother-in-law had Christmas pine soap. I gagged all week.
Ugh.
It was a new one for me.
It's weird when you experience it because it's a mental thing of like, no, thank you. We're done with that.
It's like it doesn't match.
It does not match.
Yeah, but think about people who don't live in four seasons like us.
I don't
care about California. You know what I mean? Where, or Florida. where it's you can smell like Christmas and it's still 80 degrees outside, you
Why
know?
Why are you smelling like Christmas in July?
Dang, Paulina in Milwaukee said, pumpkin spice all day, baby, all day.
Some of y'all just don't. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to be negative, but y'all are weird.
You know what? Let's blindly take a call. Screw it. Why not? Somebody else texted in and said, DZ's 1,000% right about the seasonal scents.
It feels weird.
Come on.
It bothers my nose.
Let's go to line three. Screw it. We'll line three. Pull them up. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Sherry from Germantown.
Hey, buenos dias.
She's got a theme song now, doesn't she? Or
I
no?
mean, man.
Sherry finally earned it.
Give me a second. I got to pull it up.
Sherry in Germantown. Guten Morgen.
Wait. Why can I not find it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because it's been so long.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is.
There it is. We found you.
Yay.
Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, whose side are you picking here? Because DZ says no seasonal scents out of season. And I say pumpkin all year, baby.
Nope, I'm so with DZ on this because I I was so triggered when you said he was making pumpkin bread. I was like, what?
Who allowed this?
Why?
You guys, I come home from with my kid and I didn't know one would be making pumpkin bread in April. What do you want?
Allie was sharing a heartfelt story. Yeah, we're at Owen's neck. Like, what's wrong with this man?
I'm like, he's baking. You're like, bleep them kids, man.
Get some carrots.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Good for Owen. I love that he's baking. I'm a baker myself. Yeah. But come on, dude. We're in springtime.
Please, anything. But
well, then you guys better blame me for buying the pumpkin bread mix for him.
Yeah,
I do.
It's your fault.
I do. Oh, we definitely do.
Somebody texted in apple cinnamon all year round. I could handle apple cinnamon all year round. See what I mean? Come on, you know you're thinking about it.
Apple cinnamon smells like apple pie though, and I'm okay with apple pie year round. Apple pie year round is okay.
I suppose I like cinnamon anytime.
Exception.
I do too.
There's
See?
Exceptions to the rule. Cinnamon is all year.
You can't do that. See, cinnamon should be seasonal. It should be more fall. But now you're going, oh well. I guess cinnamon's okay all year round, but not pumpkin.
No, I'm thinking that cinnamon because the apples and the apple pie scent, like apple pie is more for
fall.
The summer. Oh,
no.
Apples are for the summer.
We apple pick in the fall.
I apple pick all year round.
Okay, can you settle this debate, Cherry? Come on.
I mean,
when is apple season? Come on.
I saw the fence with cinnamon, but honestly, cinnamon does belong in the fall.
She's afraid.
Oh,
yes.
No, fine.
I knew I'd bring her back around.
Fine, Sherry.
I knew I'd bring her back around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Have a great day.
Thank you. Love
Bye. We love you back.
Love you too. Well, either way, my son was making pumpkin bread, and guess what I'm going to do when I go to the store later? Buy more pumpkin bread mix, and he can make it all April long.
Man, can we try like a pineapple cake? Can we try a little like flan? Can we maybe try to make some, I don't know, carrot cake?
Oh, wait. Somebody said introduce Owen to sourdough. He'll be busy for weeks. Oh, now I got to teach him how to make bread?
Don't you have, no. Allie.
You guys, hold on. First of all, let me explain something. He's a 13-year-old kid, you guys. He wants it quick. He does not have the patience. He says he wants to cook from scratch. You met these kids yet?
He don't know what making or letting yeast rise means yet. No, he's not,
he has no clue. Whoever said cinnamon, apple, and lemon are all year.
Yep.
Lemon, yeah.
Lemon for sure.
Apple is not, even though I eat apples all year.
Apple, I agree with. I do still agree
Fine.
With.
Fine. You know what? We'll fight about this off the air. Never mind. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. I'll be the judge of that.
Buenos dias. So we were just talking about the fact that it's April Fool's Day.
It is. It is the first.
It's April 1st, and we're not allowed to do anything, basically, at work anymore, any jokes, because people get sued and stuff, mm-hmm. So we're not allowed to pull any jokes.
I mean, can we, like, agree to prank each other? Is that cool?
I'll prank you. If I mean, you can prank me. I mean, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm out of...
I don't know. I just like messing with people, man.
I know. It's so much fun.
I mean, and I'm never doing, like, a harmful prank, but
no.
I guess nobody gets to decide what's harmful and harmless.
Well, I haven't done a prank in years, so I don't even know what I would do at this point.
We pranked somebody, like, a month ago.
Who?
When we were hiding marshmallows throughout the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just messing with people in the building. What is this story you saw about 7-Eleven? Because part of me feels like this is an April Fool's joke.
And
it's got to be. Let me look this up.
I feel like it could be too. But on social media, 7-Eleven, the 7-Eleven page, right? Like the Slurpee slushy like company, right?
Their live page.
Their
yes.
live page. Their
verified.
Instagram. They're verified. Thank you. Their verified page leaked a company memo, if you will, a few days ago. This didn't even just just leaked yesterday or today. This is from like 4 or 5 days ago now. Leaking a company memo saying that, like, basically effective immediately, they're going to be changing the branding for 7-Eleven to capitalize the N. I don't know if y'all realize
at
this.
At the end?
But it's iconically lowercased.
All of it's lowercase. I had to look it up, right?
For 7-Eleven, the 7, the E-L-E-V-E, capital. The N, always lowercase on every piece of branding since the beginning of time, as far as I could remember.
Oh, it is.
It is. Now, apparently, they're going to capitalize each individual letter. I don't like it.
Huh.
It feels weird, but I'm also going, is this an April Fool's joke?
That sounds like an April Fool's joke. We don't have enough 7-Elevens around here.
Bruh.
I go to visit my parents in Florida. It's non-stop.
They're everywhere.
7-Elevens. They're like, do you have a 7-Eleven number? I'm like, I don't.
Because
there's none by where I live. I'm like, it's all Quick Trips and Speedways and, you know, BPs and
I can think of maybe 2 or 3 7-Elevens. One of them is basically on the east side, up there on Oakland.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that one.
There ain't that many out here like that.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a little strange.
It's got to be an April Fool's joke, dude. There's no way.
I haven't seen any update.
Because who cares? Nobody cares this much about the 7-Eleven logo. It's got to be a stunt.
It's kind of blowing up. It's taking off. It's going a little viral. And I hate when companies just change logos like that. No warning, no nothing. Like the Sierra Mist concept of, oh, we're just Starry now? I get that y'all was in a whole legal battle with the young lady named Sierra Mist. But
right.
This could have been figured out. Man, some of these battles ain't worth it, man. Because now think about all the cool merch, stuff that's vintage, technically, that is no longer going to be available.
Yeah.
All the things that are lowercase n that are going to be capitalized. Well, all their branding is squashed.
Honestly, I feel this is my other issue with the April Fool's Day pranks is they're getting lame because of all the suing. So like this, if this is their prank, come on.
But you can't pull an April Fool's prank in March. You feel me?
They didn't
release this morning.
Because it's too obvious if you do it on April 1st.
Well, so what? We're going to do it on March 27th.
I don't know.
Man, if this pulls up to be an April Fool's prank and they're like, psych, we're not changing our branding. We can't afford it. I'm going to laugh, but I'm also going to be bothered.
It says, I'm looking up all of some, it says, of reading about some of the pranks that people have pulled, like companies. I wanted to pull some of them.
Big
because
companies?
Nobody does them anymore.
No, nobody
because
ever
of suing.
Wants to. Bruh.
Remember 7-Eleven at hot dog flavored water? That was last year. That's what it was last year. It was really stupid, but it was like kind of funny.
So 7-Eleven did the hot dog flavored water for a slushy last year. They must be trying to pull another prank. But why would you put your people through this, man?
I don't know.
And this is why people end up getting sued, because I'm sitting here going, I hate that. I don't like it. Leave the N lowercase.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. 414-533-1037. Are we doing April Fool's jokes anymore? Do you even remember any good ones pulled by big companies? Because I'm really sitting here going, I can't think of one that's really iconic.
Yeah.
They all do them like this, but...
I definitely have to think about it, bro.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Man, what was the... Oh, wait, no.
What?
No, I was trying to think of that one stunt. Well, I guess it wasn't an April Fool's prank. That was more promoting his book. I was thinking about when Dennis Rodman pranked the world about marrying himself, because he was like, I'm going to... But that was a book release. That wasn't an April Fool's prank.
Dude, you got to be a real narcissist to do a whole April Fool's joke about yourself.
I mean, he did technically still marry himself, but it was all a publicity stunt for his memoir.
Like a Kanye thing to do, doesn't it?
Quite.
All right. 414-533-1037. A new Tic Tac for Tic Tacs. They've teamed up with Dr. Pepper for the Dr. Pepper flavored Tic Tac mints. Like, that's just not a funny...
Why is it spicy?
It's just not funny... That's not an April Fool's joke to me. Like, it's like, okay.
I think Dr. Pepper Tic Tac, and I think it's going to taste like cinnamon. I don't know.
Somebody said BP and Speedway. This is on our text line, by the way. Carry 7 select... Oh, I forget that BP and Speedway are correlated now. 7-Eleven and Speedway are the same rewards program.
Speedway and 7-Eleven, they're the same thing.
Yes, my bad. I forgot.
Yeah, and I believe Speedway...
I forgot they got bought.
Purchased 7-Eleven and their conglomerate. Yeah. I forgot about that.
All right.
Huh.
Somebody's like, yeah, 7-Eleven bought out Speedway. I forget because it still says Speedway by my house.
It does still say Speedway. Oh, it's the other way around? I thought Speedway bought 7, not 7 bought
Speed.
I
don't know. Don't ask me. Sure. Whatever you say.
Because 7-8-9,
and anybody will believe it today. Knock it off, dude. Somebody said the Culver's Curder Burger started as an April Fool's joke. That's right. And then it became, people actually liked it.
Because I forgot. I remember sharing that. I forgot.
That was one.
I actually got by that one because it became a real thing.
Mm-hmm. And but it was delicious. So great, they actually decided to do it.
So good.
The joke was on us.
Joke was on them. They messed up. They shot themselves in the foot with that one.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next about April Fool's jokes. Why does April Fool's Day feel so outdated? Did technology make it just so much like harder to prank people, DZ?
I don't know.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I mean, everything's on video.
True.
Everything's recorded. Our legal department sends out the craziest memo every year. I mean, it's like 7 pages at this point about not to do anything on the air illegal or to prank people because we're going to get sued. I'm like, is everyone afraid to do April Fool's now?
And there's no new pranks.
It's not fun anymore.
But people are also mad sensitive about like what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I like to prank a little bit. I'm a jokester. I wouldn't say I'm a prankster, but I like to like have fun with the people that I know I can have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pranking the world.
No.
But if I see you and you know, like we just walking hand in hand, homie and homie, and I happen to, you know, catch your ankle and I trip you up a little bit.
Oh, now it's on. You trip me, it's on. That is not an April Fool's prank. That's just mean. Now it's just mean. Let's go to Tony on the East Side because we were just talking about 7-Eleven, talking about changing their logo, and we didn't know if it was an April Fool's joke. Hi, Tony.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going on the East Side? Oh, we're great. How's the East Side?
I'm off work today.
Oh, the East Side is looking nice.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Tony's on the loose.
We were just talking about the 7-Eleven on the East Side that DZ brought up.
That's the only one I could think of.
Are you alive?
Oh, Tony, did we
Tony?
Lose you?
Tony? Oh, no. Where'd she go?
Did we drop Tony?
No.
Tony.
Tony.
Tony, Tony, Tony.
Put her on hold. We'll come back.
We'll see.
Shoot.
Maybe she accidentally muted us.
Pull her back up. I don't know. I act like
are you getting all nervous?
I don't know. I like, act like hitting a button is going to make her come back.
Here,
no.
Put her on hold. Put her back up.
Come back. Come back.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There you are. Oh,
that's
hi,
all it took.
Tony.
That's all it took. Morning.
See, I was right.
Getting all nervous, Tony.
What
well,
do you want?
I'm down by the lake. I'm down by the lagoon down the east side. So, you know, by the lake.
Spotty nice. Service. Spotty nice. Service.
Have you seen the 7-Eleven logo on the east side, though? Did they change it?
Can you report?
I don't know. I haven't gone by there, but I know they listen to you guys. So tell them to call you.
They listen to us?
Maybe they're listening now.
You. They're on the radio in the morning.
Don't make me go up in 7-Eleven right now on the east side and say, hi.
Don't make me make that my main 7-Eleven.
We see you.
Shout out, gang.
It's my main 7-Eleven. So,
nice.
Yeah.
We're going to see Tony there.
Yeah, well, shout out to them. Now I feel, I'm happy we talked about them. Thanks we'll for
you,
sharing.
Meet you there for lunch.
Yeah, well, Tony, have a great day off. We'll see you at 7-Eleven, right at the hot dog bar.
Right at noon, all right? You know where to go.
See you guys.
Bye,
Tony. Have a great day.
We're talking about April Fool's jokes, and Popeyes did a pickle menu, and they said, no April Fool, it's the real dill.
But,
they had a surprise menu that ended up, it sounds like it's going to be for real, where they have a lot of pickled things, like a pickle glazed sandwich, pickle glazed bone-in and boneless wings, fried pickles, and of course, pickle lemonade. We'll see if it lasts or if it's really an April Fool's joke.
People like pickles enough to where I see that's going to actually hit.
100%.
That's going to hit.
Yeah. Pickles, people love pickles.
We know people love pickles now.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Lala in Milwaukee.
Oh, you know we got to do it.
Are you going to play her wife's theme song? Lala.
Fight me, Destiny. Fight me, Destiny.
Oh, my goodness. Crying baby over here.
Oh, that's annoying.
I thought they were just excited because of the music.
I mean, I'm a mom, but that's still annoying. Lala, good morning.
Good morning.
You down for the April Fool's jokes?
Heck no. This is the time. Listen. This is the time that I don't trust my wife, Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only day that I don't trust her.
Oh, I can see her
being
shady. I
don't
want
to talk to her. Yep. I don't want to see her. Yes.
If she comes near you, you're like, get away.
I knew it.
She
knew
always
it.
Gets me. She always gets me.
And she's a jokester. So even on April Fool's. So you got to watch out for her any other day of the week.
Yeah.
But then don't let it be the 1st of April.
You guys need to
exactly.
You need to team up and go against your kids. Like Stacy from Racine texted in and said, Allie and DZ, hope you're having a good morning. I pranked my kids by telling them they had no school. They were so excited. And then I broke their spirit. You're just mean, Stacy.
You say, let's go
That's
get
horrible.
Breakfast.
You're just mean.
And then you drop a bomb.
Oh, my God.
April Fool's, get out of my car.
I should tell Owen and Hudson
horrible.
I'm pregnant after school.
This is funny, bro.
They would die.
You said what now?
I should tell Owen and Hudson I'm pregnant after school.
I did that once, and they were like, wait, what?
Dude.
I mean, I better take a pregnancy test first to make sure I'm not.
I'm gonna knock on wood for you just because I don't think you want that right now.
Knockety knock, knockety knock.
Touche. But that would be funny.
Wouldn't that be funny? I don't even know what they'd say. They probably wouldn't even ask the biggest question, which is who's the dad? They'd just be like, we're having a little sibling.
You don't think they'd ask who the daddy is?
No, I don't think they'd even piece that together.
Man,
they're gonna be like, how, mom? How?
Should I film it? Should I do it?
You got to.
You guys, should I do that?
I'm inspired for you, bro.
I'm not afraid.
I vote yes.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I vote yes. Lala votes yes. We don't need no other votes.
I need a pregnant person to pee on a stick for me, though.
Any takers? Ladies, can you help out the cause?
I'll find somebody. I'll walk around the store until I see a pregnant lady.
Lala, get out of here. You go ask a random never mind.
Okay, bye, Lala. Thanks for calling.
Love you back, fam. Please.
I really might tell them I'm pregnant when they get home. It'd be funny.
That would be
like, surprise.
I think that's actually top tier humor.
What do I say if they ask who the dad is, though?
Say,
what do I say?
Dude, say it's your ex-husband. Too far? Too far?